Especially for something really fun. It goes off and puts a happy song. Am I just going right in, or just going to cue?
Phil will be.
Okay.
And I'll do a quick Chad Elliott.
Perfect. Sounds good.
I'm not ready.
My shoe is popping out of water bottle.
Just apologize now.
Oh, no, please, thank you.
One minute. Seconds.
It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Chad Elliott.
I rest heavy every night ever since you came to my life. I was so lost. Sing your some things are not meant to be. I know some things just leave you blue. Baby, please tell this to me. Oh, how can we live apart when my heart stays with you? I rest heavy every night ever since.
Chad Elliott here on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Welcome to Studio One, Chad.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having
me. We just
me.
Heard Rest Heavy, title track from the brand new album, out a couple of weeks now, a few weeks now.
Yeah.
What an interesting project this is. It's actually called Rest Heavy, The Sun Studio Sessions, the actual title of the album. And that's because it was recorded at the legendary Sun Studio in Memphis. What was that like, and how did that happen?
Oh, you know, that was a bucket list for me, and it was, you sit in that room, you just kind of get intimidated. They tell you that we bring the band down, we give you free tickets, take the last tour of the day right before you go in there to record, and that just intimidated us even more. So we go, and I already knew the history, I'd been on the tour, but it's still, you're standing there, and they finish off in the room, you know, and where you're going to be recording, and the part of the tour. And you're just standing there going, oh, now I have to record here. And it's part of the history of this place. So it was pretty intimidating. But we just sat back, and just by the second night we were there, we were just in heaven, you know. So
I guess it occurs to me some people might not realize Sun Studio, Sam Phillips started it in the 50s. And, of course, Elvis Presley recorded there, and Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, all those guys. Yeah, Roy Orbison, and many, many more. Mm. And it's not really a very big room, right?
No. It was originally just a little mechanics shop, you know, like a garage. And so they kind of took it all out. And actually, after Sam Phillips was out of there, they turned it back into a garage, and then it came back to a studio. And so the original tiles are in there, and the tiles of the floor. There's one thing their claim to fame is say everything's still the original, you know, the same tiles, same everything. So the same notes that were bouncing off those acoustic tiles that were in there. I'm sure they're still in there, the little pores.
Did you feel any vibrations, any...
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was very electric. I sat back in the corner after that first night and listening back, and I'm just imagining the swirling of the music's all kind of pairing. And I know the band members, we were all just kind of like little children running around there by the second night.
Wow. Well, that's what a great project, and we're going to hear more songs from that project and others. It's Chad Elliott here on Studio One.
I went down to old Joe's barroom in the corner down by the square. The usual crowd was assembled, and Big Joe McKinney was there. He was standing at my shoulder. His eyes were a bloodshot red. He turned to the crowd. Table search this whole wide world over, but you'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, please won't you bury me in my high top Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so that God knows I died standing pat. Six gamblers for my pallbearers, and a chorus gonna sing me that song. Put a jazz band on my hearse wagon so I can raise hell as I roll along. Oh, let her go, let her go. God bless her, wherever she may be. She can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet man like me. Tied carriage, roll out your old time hack. There's 12 men going down to the graveyard, but only 11 coming back. So now that you heard my story, won't you give me another shot of booze? And if anybody happens to ask you, just tell them I got the blues. Oh, let her go, let her go. God bless her, wherever she may be. She can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find a sweet man like me. Oh, she'll never find another man like me.
Good old traditional song right there. I know it's not in Memphis. It's more of a New Orleans song, but we did that on the album as well as 10 other original songs. Wish I could say I wrote that. This is one called Alberta. Alberta, you don't have to hide from me. There's nothing for you to worry over now. I'm only trying to forget your face, though I know there are things I could never replace about you. Alberta, it's time to say so long. Oh, Alberta, I still have dreams at night. No one could read my dreams like you. Oh, no one could see through all of this like you. I think it's weighing a little heavy on my mind. Alberta, I miss you so sometimes. How I miss your way. Oh, and how I used to walk through the park and you would say, oh, let's just see where this all turns out. Alberta, I'm not so sure about that now. Oh, Alberta, I'm not so sure about you now. Oh, thank you so much. I know there's a lot of Albertas out there, and that's my Alberta. I'm going to do a brand new song. I just wrote this, and it's about being a confused man. I read about him, this guy. It's called Mystery of Love. Ways of the world, took all I could take, but I still keep the pearls of the wisdom I was taught early on in my life. But now I'm learning all the lessons about love from my wife. She's a natural with the babies. She sure thinks she can save me. I don't know why. She sees something deep in me I just cannot see. But ain't that the mystery of love? And I could walk for days when I thought that I was tough. But I was predisposed to the ways of running when things got rough. Now I have to stand and face the choir at times of firing squad. Cause I learned along the way, might get me closer to God. And if I could weather any storm, I might be reborn, so now I stand. Just keep trying to stay strong, kind as the day is long. Ain't that the mystery of love? Once a time, I had given up the ghost, even tried to give up on all the things that matter the most. Yeah, I was a knuckle-dragging fool, back in my rakish years. See, my evolution wheel had some slow grinding gears. So I was left behind from the rest of the herd, an anomaly. Burned out on the fringes, but I only suffered cinches. Ain't that the mystery of love? Babies, she sure thinks she can save me. I don't know why. There must be something deep in me I just cannot see. But ain't that the mystery of love? Thank you, brand new one.
Chad Elliott on Studio One, live in our Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio. Chad Elliott, living in Lamoni, Iowa. And it seems like you tour a lot.
yes, I do. Oh, about 250 shows a year. It's
wow, that's
a lot
impressive.
Of it is, close to home, but I do coast to coast, yeah.
Yeah, just in the upcoming few weeks, you've got some that are definitely not so close to home.
Yeah,
like there's a gig in North Carolina.
That's right.
And anything in particular you wanted to mention? Any upcoming dates you wanted?
Yeah, in Des Moines on Friday, I'm at Greenwood Lounge there. I'm doing a 9 o'clock show and hopefully get some folks out before we head out east. So.
All right. And as I said, you're from Lamoni. How'd you get started performing?
You know, I was in school for art and picked up a guitar for the first time, but I thought I was going to be a sculptor, and I had a jazz musician as my roommate teaching me music theory at 3 a.m. It was crazy, wild and crazy college days. So we were talking, he taught me a little bit of guitar, and I also took it on myself, and I started writing songs, and pretty soon after I saw that I could, you know, start doing it live, and I just fell in love with it. And I left grad school for it, and I've been doing it since, so about 20 years now.
I think it's working out, Chad.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Tell my mom, please. No, she's very supportive, actually.
It's Chad Elliott here on Iowa Public Radio.
I said to you, love, looks like we're dancing. I took your hand then, brought you to the floor. When that wedding band played Otis Redding, man, I swear I've never seen you smile like that before. And on, they played our favorite songs as if they were singing for only you and me. And I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. Pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be. Flew by and by, we got older, the air grew colder, somehow we kept warm, as we kept dancing, see, it was nothing fancy, we burned the candles down into the morn, and when that sun came up, we filled our loving cups. Your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. I pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be. So I said to you, love, looks like we're dancing. I took your hand and brought you to the floor. And when that wedding band played Otis Redding, man, I swear I've never seen you smile like that before. And on, they played our favorite songs as if they were singing. In the rafters, pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be. I felt your laughter shake the dust in the rafters. I pray to the ever after, this is how it always would be.
Wrote that for my wife. Took me 6 years after our wedding to write that song. But we got married in a barn, and hence the dust in the rafters. This next one's also about a couple. It's a considerably older couple. I was in Ohio, and I was sitting in a coffee house staring at people like songwriters and creeps do. And sitting in Eastern Ohio, and this old couple came in. I knew they'd been together a long time because they were there an hour, ordered eggs, coffee, but they said no words to each other. And I thought, that's really endearing or sad. And I thought, I'm going to put it both. It's both in this song here. This is a newer song. It's called Time of Simpler Things. Try and embrace my inner John Prine. Remember when the sun was hot in the sky way up above? We used kinder words back then when we were new to love. I still open doors for you, you still hold my hand. We would have to both agree time has been our friend. The avenues, we would laugh out loud. Yeah, that's what all new lovers do, but it was our own way somehow. Remember how the stars would shine like poets, kings and queens. I still see them shining in your eyes from a time of simpler things. But do you miss me? Sure do miss you. And a thousand lanterns lit the night, the last I traveled through. The Indiana moon above reminded me of you. I could feel our golden thread fraying at the end. I guess that happens to a love left too long to the wind. But do you miss me? Sure do. That song makes me think of you. That weeping bird in that purple sky and that crying moon. I could hear the howling wind still singing with the midnight train. I'm sure that you still roll your eyes, but I still feel the same. But do you miss me? I sure do. So much. So I spent a lot of time away from home, and sometimes when I'm waking up in a truck stop parking lot or a rest area, I'm questioning my choices in life, and my kids are all safe and warm, but I just want to be there. And so I wrote this song on my way back from a tour, and I was just trying to get home, and it reached that 3 a.m. threshold. I couldn't stay awake, but had to pull over. But there's this song that kind of came out at me, and so this is called Highway Symphony. Happens to be my 7-year-old daughter's favorite song of mine. But she gets on her bike and tools around on our parking lot and our driveway, and not just any parking lot, that would be bad. She gets on her driveway and she sings the words to the song, and it's so endearing and weird at the same time because the lines are, I'm black and blue, my eyes are bloodshot red. 7-year-old singing that is anyway, it's called Highway Symphony. I'm black and blue, my eyes are bloodshot red. From all these years of driving through the hour of the dead, with all these haunted songs just humming in my head. 1,000 miles from home and my family in their beds. And I can hear the semis on the road, but they're the symphony for souls with nowhere left to go. And I woke up by this highway too many times to know the difference between being free and carrying this load. So won't you wind for me, set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, no more to roam. Just let the white lines lead me back home. My children are learning things from me that I probably would have kept from them if I could do it differently. But this highway, it doesn't suffer fools, and it'll break the best of any man who tries to bend the rules. So won't you wind for me, set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, no more to roam. Just let the white lines lead me back home. I'm still haunted by the music we were singing way back when. We were young and restless and we called the road our friend. I can sense this burden, that's why I make the call, to chase the moon's heartache tune and make that late night haul. So won't you wind for me, just set those 18-wheelers running wild and free. I need a road sign to read, no more to roam, the white lines lead me back home. So I'm black and blue, my eyes are bloodshot red, from all these years of driving through the hour of the dead.
Chad Elliott here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. The new album is called Rest Heavy, The Sun Studio Sessions, and it's available all the usual places you find music these days, and you can find links at chadelliott.net, and that's Elliott with 2 L's and 2 T's. Are you always working on songs, always writing songs?
Yeah. It's when I'm on the road, that's kind of how I see as being productive. So I write a lot on the road, and, you know, I show up in the morning, I take the kids to school and I have a cup of coffee and I just try and write one every day. But it just being there, you know, having the practice. So I, when I do get surprise little projects, I can have the songs to back it up. And so.
And we were talking earlier, you said you've, you're actually going back to Sun Studio for another project.
We already did, actually. So it's in the can. But yeah, it was that was one of those cases. I was out on the road and I had written all these songs and last spring. And we got a call during the tour and saying, hey, come back down. PBS wants to film some more bands and we want you guys to come back. So I was like, I have all these new songs. So it worked out. So,
excellent.
We filmed that last month. So.
And will that be like an audio release as well?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They give us the tracks and so we can release it. And that's actually the next couple. I've got a couple songs from that if you want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, we've got time for several more.
Great.
It's Chad Elliott here on Iowa Public Radio.
Thank you. This one's a weird one because I was out on that tour and I was in Sacramento playing this house concert and it was a great concert. They put me in a guest house, which is really great. But there's this huge poster that said King Pelican. And I had this huge pelican just staring at me the whole time. And I was like, well, I'll turn out the lights. I'll go to bed early. And it just, you could see it. It was just iridescent pelican staring down on my bed. It was King Pelican lettuce, but found that there's a lot of King Pelican companies out there, and so I figured I better write a song called King Pelican. It's about this ne'er-do-well character that lives off the kindness of strangers. Anyway, King Pelican. Strange one. It was a sleepless night, and now I'm afraid of lettuce. So anyway, this is another one from that tour. And I was on my way out there. I was got this great folk club as like an anchor gig, and it was outside of Santa Cruz, and it was called Don Quixote's, and lots of great folk musicians played there. And halfway through the tour, I found out it changed hands though, and it changed the names. It was called Flynn's Cabaret. And I got there and I found out there was a male stripper show the night before. And I was just alone there with a guitar. And there was only one guy there, and his name was Guy. And I'd met him at Woody Guthrie Festival in Oklahoma 10 years ago, and he remembered me and came to the show and clapped as hard as he could. This song is about the trials and tribulations of being on the road, and I'm very grateful to have this career, but sometimes, see, I was going through the Rockies, and I found out that I had a hotel on the other side of the Rockies, and found out there was 8 foot of snow between me and my hotel. It was a $60 room, and I thought maybe I could drive around the Rockies to get that $60 hotel. I almost made it, and I did not, but anyway, that makes it in this song. This is Don Quixote. I routed north around the Rockies just to skirt a springtime squall. Now I'm stuck here between Cheyenne and Reno. Lord, this land makes a man feel small. I was off to California, just outside of Santa Cruz, where Don Quixote's club has changed his name. It's just me and my J45 out there tonight, and a guy I met in Okima years ago. It was the loneliest green room. There was blood on the sofa last night, a male stripper show. It's just me and that J45 out there tonight, along with Guy, who I met in Okima years ago. Yeah, this business is a circus. It's got a hall of mirrors and a car full of clowns all honking horns. It's got some sad skinny lions with mad broken hearts, too tired to jump through the hoops anymore. I'm no songwriter, sculptor, no painter, no poet. I'm a trapeze artist flying through the air. I'm a tightrope walker, just trying to keep some balance. I keep my eyes closed and say my prayers. But the show must roll on, next stop Sacramento, then God knows where I go after that. I might go north to Missoula if I could fight the memory. She seems to hide behind every pass. Or I might go down to Kingman off of Route 66. Diana has a place where I can play. She once served the Navy, conservative as they come, but she's got a great heart and a place to stay. Well, this land is your land, this land is my land, but lately I see anger and I see fear. But in a pinch, in a bind, my own optimistic heart just hopes a helpful hand is always here. All in all, I can't complain of this life I have chosen. It's got me a front row ticket to the show. So next time you see me out there, just know I'm walking the line between the crooked road and my blessed home. Yeah, next time you see me out there, just know I'm walking the line between the crooked road and my blessed home. Thank you, Don Quixote. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is called Cadillac Problems, Buick Times.
Well, you got your big degree, but you still can't pay the rent. Would someone tell me just where my money went? Cause all I can see from the back of the line is a fast and faded dollar sign. It's a Cadillac prop, but we're living in Buick times. Those are Cadillac problems, but we're still in Buick time. Oh, Buick time. And the rich get rich and the poor end up on the floor. And the maid walks in and asks, what you fighting for? There's a stain on the back of a dress so fine. Let's just say that it's not red wine. It's a Cadillac prop. We're still in Buick time. Those are Cadillac problems, but we're still in Buick time. Whoa, Buick time. Fasten your belt, cause it looks like we're in for a ride. And the deal that dealt was a big blow to your pride. But it doesn't matter which clock you wind, we all wind up in a box of pine. It's a Cadillac problem, but we're living in Buick time. Whoa, those are Cadillac problems, but we're still in Buick time.
Cadillac Problems, Buick Times. There's one from the new album called Rest Heavy, The Sun Studio Sessions. That is out now, and you can find out more about it and all other things having to do with Chad Elliott at chadelliott.net. Again, Greenwood Lounge this Friday in Des Moines is one place you can catch Chad Elliott. He'll be in a town near you probably before you know it, down the line. we'd like to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer, and also Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet, and a big thanks to Chad Elliott. Will you do one more for us?
Sure, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I bottle up my poetry, pawn that ring you gave to me. Got too tired of the same old song. Dirty river, come take me where we're going, I can't see. But once again, I'll fall into your fold. Cause a thirsty man will walk all the way to the sea. That cool, dirty river's holy water for me. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Me catching hell just so you can bend me to your will. Well, I would like to remind you of a man you once loved, tried and true, and all the holes he left I can't fill. Cause a diamond in the rough I am not. No, I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean minds. Sink, but you can't make him take a drink if he don't want to help himself. Oh, he's kind of like that thirsty horse. You can lead him straight to the source, but if he's stubborn as a mule, it don't help. Oh, so don't work too hard when it's hot outside. That cool, dirty river's all you got sometimes. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. No, a diamond in the rough, I am not. No, I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul.
Thank you so much.
We're clear.